This call is being recorded.
Welcome, everyone. Do something a little different. So let's all get together and take a deep breath in and breathe out and call in our higher self. And addition wants to come forth and to expand this meditation and receiving from Mother, Father, God, and all that is. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourself in a comfortable and seated position in your beautiful sacred space, filled with love. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this eternal instant and this moment forward. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his ultraviolet fire angels and light within your pillar of light. And feel the love, the power, purity, and warmth all around you. Now breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, from the beginning of time till the now. It frees you from all negative vibrations and frequencies. Now see the violet flame inside your pillar of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael in his sword of blue flame. Archangel Michael offers it to you. Take it in your hand and feel how it fits perfectly. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Bring it to your heart chakra. Now set your intention. Raise it up and swing it around your head and then around your entire body. And then under your feet 2 times. Now feel how you've cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. Free, free. This includes all discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. Now we lovingly and gratefully release them into the gold and white light of source. Now see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes and transforms these energies that you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you with the crystalline energy structure of Mother Earth and her heart. Now look above you. See your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high in the heavens. It connects you with the great central sun. Now we can say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, invulnerable, and untouchable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore in this eternal instant until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. For I am the ascension. I am the ascension unfolding. I am the ascension. I thank thee. This is done. This is complete. Completely done and fulfilled. In full action and power. In God's most holy name, I am. I am as I am. Thank you, beloved. And so it is.
Take in now a deep breath. Deep, deep breath. Breathing in the light. Holding it for a few seconds. And exhale out any tension, stress, anything at all to do with the third dimensional illusion that you are indeed letting go more and more of. Let it go with the exhalation of your breath. And then take another deep breath in, breathing in the golden white light. And exhaling out any darkness that might still be finding refuge within you. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. And take another deep breath, breathing in the light and exhaling out any darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body, all of your chakra centers, all 12 of the chakra centers, 9 of which have become activated within all of you. Focus now on those 9 chakra centers, the original 7, and the earth star chakra below your feet, and the soul star chakra just above your head. All in complete and perfect alignment along your spinal cord, all the way up. And the respective colors and the vibration within those colors. The understanding that as you raise the intensity of the colors within the chakras, you are raising the vibration within each chakra. And as you raise the vibration within each chakra, you are indeed letting go more and more of the programming that resides within those chakras. All of the old memories that still reside there. Know that they are fading away more and more as you raise your vibration. Not only as you raise your vibration in this experience, but any time that you raise your vibration, you are leaving the old world behind more and more and more. So know this as you continue to rise up in vibration now and feel yourself rising in vibration all the way up into the middle of your forehead in the third eye center. As you, as your conscious knowing self, look out now through that third eye center as a doorway or a window into the astral realm. Then let yourself exit out through that doorway or window, knowing that you are completely safe within the light that is you. You carrying the light, you being the light, as you move out in your astral and etheric body. And feel the sensation of moving out from your physical body. And that your physical body is now laying or sitting there separate from you, the conscious knowing self that is you. Separate but yet still connected. Now feel yourself in your astral and etheric rising upward. Feel the motion as you rise upward, leaving your physical behind. Watch it falling below you. As you rise higher and higher and higher. And you are surrounded by light all around you as you rise upward. Your light body as you rise up higher and higher until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. Now become aware of all of the ships and the planets of the solar system and the galaxies beyond and the galaxies beyond those galaxies, on and on and on until you come all the way to the great central sun of the universe. And that central sun of the universe sending down a beam of light, a beam of energy, all the way down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies until it finally comes through the central sun of your solar system and to the Earth through all beings of light throughout, surrounding the planet, and then on the planet itself, spreading light everywhere, white light. Brilliant white light spreading everywhere and all the way down through your astral and etheric body and down your physical body as well, shooting down through your physical form all the way down to the center of the earth and back up, encompassing all in this process, all as one and one within the all. Now see pink light spreading out across the planet as well. Pink light spreading everywhere. The feminine energy spreading everywhere. Feminine energy of love, unconditional love to all areas of the planet, especially those areas which might be considered hot spots around the planet, where there is still much darkness, much hate, still evolving in those areas, evolving from the dark to the light. Always know that it is the dark moving to the light, not the other way around anymore. The light is overcoming. The light is taking over everywhere where there is darkness. And see that happening now as the white light and the pink light come together everywhere across the planet. Raising energy, raising vibration, raising consciousness along with it. And with the consciousness comes unconditional love, love spreading everywhere, love to every corner of the planet. And everyone feeling that love, that expression of love, consciousness rising in each and every one across the planet. And if they cannot handle the love, if they cannot take in the love, then they will be consumed by that love. Feel the end of the dark side, the end of the dark forces, the end of the cabal. See the ending of all of that. All coming together as one across the planet. One in unity, unity consciousness spreading everywhere, being everywhere. Not only in human life, but in animal and plant, in the mineral life, rocks and stones themselves. Literally, see consciousness rising, rising as energy, rising from within the earth, coming up through all of the bodies of everyone, both human, animal, plant, and rock, rising up in the crystalline structure across the planet. Everywhere, crystals coming alive, crystals full of consciousness coming alive once again and spreading their light, spreading their high vibration to all areas of the planet. And man and crystalline structure coming together once again, feeling the connection. If you have crystals in your homes, know that you will begin hearing them, feeling them, connecting with them more and more. for they will speak to you if you would but listen. Now again, specifically, see those places of darkness across the planet. Places where tumultuousness is rising. Conflict is rising. Conflict, though, within the third dimensional illusion, still. Feel that being thwarted. Feel that being changed little by little, or all at once. See it changing. Wherever there is hatred, see that being replaced by love. Wherever there is fear, see that also being replaced by love. For in reality, in your reality, there can be no fear. Fear is only of the illusion, and within the illusion, you are no longer of that illusion, unless you wish to be. So let it go. Let it all go now. And allow yourselves now to begin to draw back to your physical form. From wherever you find yourself, come back and enter your physical body with your astral and etheric body, coming back in, bringing that higher vibration that you felt with you, bring it into your body. Feel your body alive with this higher vibration, with the light, with the white light and the pink light. And all of the energy that is moving through your body, through every inch of your body. Energy flowing freely. Wherever there might be a blockage of that energy, feel it opening up. As a dam opens up and lets the water through, lets the waters of spirit through now. Let it flow everywhere. See and feel more blockages within your body, your bloodstream flowing freely to every area of your body. All of your meridians wide open now. Energy flowing freely, and come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Melchizedek, and I come at this time to be with you in these special times that are upon you now. As everything is in change, everything is in flux. For you are indeed moving from the old ways, the old paradigm, the old illusion within the third dimension. You are moving away from that and fully into the fourth dimension, into the vibrational frequencies of that fourth dimension. And even at times, yes, finding yourselves in the higher vibrations of the fifth dimension, moving freely back and forth as you wish, not as you are being controlled. For if you let it be, you are no longer being controlled. Even your ego cannot control you if you do not allow it to. For your ego only controls you from the past. It controls you from the past programming, holding you to the illusion, because that is all your ego knows, is the illusion, knows the programming. That is all it knows. It does not know the higher vibrations that you are moving into. And as you move into those higher vibrations, at times it tries to hold you back. Just as the cabal, the forces of darkness, are attempting to hold back the ascension of man, an ascension of all life here on the planet. It cannot do so, nor can your ego hold you back if you do not allow it to. So take control, take power back in within you, the God power that is moving freely through you now. Feel it moving through every part of your body, through every cell of your body, as your cellular structure is indeed changing from a carbon base to a crystalline base. And that is why you are being attracted to crystals more and more. And crystals are being attracted to you more and more, and will more and more, as you continue to move along through this new timeline that you have created. You are creating a new timeline for you and all of those that are associated with you, all of your light working community that are creating this new timeline. And yes, it is separating from the old timeline, the one that those forces of darkness are attempting to hold you to. But they know that they have lost. They have lost you. They have lost the vibrations, the higher vibrations that you are in. They cannot be in those higher vibrations, and they know they can no longer hold you. So they have actually attempted to not even try to hold you any longer. All they attempt to hold now are the ones that do not move into the higher vibrations, that are not aware of vibration. They are the ones that they hold on to. The ones that have freely given themselves to the movement that they had created through the so-called pandemic. They hold on to those. Those are the ones that they continue to try to control. But they know they have lost control of you. You, the creative ones. You that are creating this new higher realm, this new higher golden age. They cannot hold you because you have regained your power and you are holding on to that power. And any time that you feel that power within you, you can rise up in the higher vibrations and be in that fifth dimensional expression. And every time you find yourself in that fifth dimensional expression, you are moving closer and closer to your own personal and collective ascension here on this planet. So know that. Every time you raise your vibrations, you are drawing closer and closer to ascension. So continue to do that. Continue to raise your vibrations every opportunity that you can. Be aware of everything that is happening, yes, but hold no attachment to it, no attention to it, because it can no longer hold you unless you allow it to hold you. Be free, my friends, my brothers and sisters. Be free. Be free in the higher energies, the new higher energies. Feel that energy all around you, every moment that you are aware of it. And if you do that, those energies will continue to raise you up. Even to the point you might feel like you are lifting up off of the planet, yes, in your physical body. I am Melchizedek, and I leave you now to continue to soak in, anchor in those higher vibrations, every opportunity that you have, and let go of the old and embrace the new. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready, as always, to continue on with this program. This program of continuing to bring you forward, to continue to, in a sense, even train you to bring you forward into the higher vibrations and to continue to hold those higher vibrations, as Melchizedek has given here. It is important that you allow for the process to continue within you and not to fall back. Even though there will be times when you will feel yourself falling back, and as you feel that, be aware of it and then stop it. Just simply stop it. You do not have to fall back. You do not have to let your ego take charge and take control any longer. You have control of your ego. Raise your ego into the higher vibrations and it will come with you. You will find that. Yes, maybe kicking and screaming along the way, but it will come forward with you. And it will be there in your ascended body with you. You do not let it go. You simply bring it with you and raise it into the higher vibrations with you. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
I have a question. This is mainly geared towards my mother, but I know millions of people get this. Just wondering if you know of a cure for dementia.
What we can tell you is that is a state of mind that is occurring in these times because of being in the lower vibrations. It cannot occur when you are in high vibrations, nor can any other disease or illness or even injury can happen when you're in the higher vibrations. And we ask you to prove this to yourself. For when is it when you stub your toe or you fall down or something of this nature? It is usually when you are in lower vibrations, when you are feeling low, when you are feeling down, when you are upset about something or angry about something. That is when those injuries happen. And that is when you attract illness to you as well. But if you are in higher vibrational frequency, feeling the bliss, feeling the love, there can be no injuries. There can be no illnesses. There can be no dementia. You see, that is the cure for everything. Yes, there are those devices that are coming forward, which are going to help bridge the gap for all of you. Bridge the gap to bring you into higher vibrational frequency by giving you frequency, by providing you frequency, high frequency, that will then heal your body and all of these things. But it is a bridge, a gap that is still somewhat within your lower fourth dimension, we will say. Not so much the third dimension, but fourth dimension, and will bridge the gap into the fifth dimension for you. Shoshana, do you have something more specific you can give on dementia for this one?
Dear brother, may we share?
Always.
Dear brother, do you recall our answer previously to this question?
No.
Because you have asked it, and we have given our perspective, and we must say that this one that you call the state of mind dementia has simply disconnected from the third dimensional realm. She is simply disconnected because she is no longer interested in what is going on here, you see. So her path is to disconnect. It is painful for those that think this is abnormal, to think that there is something something they can do about this, but this one has chosen to disconnect. So you must accept this. This is not about wishing for a cure. This is not about her request for a cure, as she has disconnected. This is about you becoming unattached to that which she is going through and allow for it, you see. We apologize for this direct answer, but you must come to terms with this and allow her to complete her path. Namaste.
Very good. Are there further questions here?
Greetings. This is Moses. And this has also made me curious. I think this is I appreciate the wonderful answer. I just have a follow-up question to this. If a soul has decided, that they are done with the 3D, too painful, too boring, for whatever the reason, why are they not just let out? Why do they keep a portion or a percentage of their soul here in the physical body, just to lounge around, instead of just being let go completely? I see a purpose there. I was wondering if you could explain further. Thank you.
We would say here that one does not let go completely because they still have something to complete here. It may not be anything that they have to do beyond their own loved ones in terms of letting go of that, letting go of past karma or past memories that hold them, grief, things like this. They do not let go of that, but that is what they must do. They must let go. And when they are ready to fully let go, then they leave the body. But we do not think that was quite your question. Perhaps Shoshana can answer it more directly for you.
We will share here. However, you did answer this for this one. Was it a sufficient answer, dear brother, or do you wish our perspective?
Yeah, I would love any additional perspective, since I do have a close relative that is just, I try to understand what is the purpose of, I know he was not, he was ready to let go, perhaps, or just not very happy with his life, but just trying to understand what is the purpose of this state he's in, or what purpose it has. It leaves me a little puzzled trying to...
Is this one you speak of unconscious?
He's not unconscious, no. He wakes up and enjoys his meals, and he enjoys walking around, but going from being such a bright mind to the state of a 3-year-old, perhaps, it's confusing to me. What purpose is there in that?
The purpose, dear brother, if we could share, is for you to accept that which he is going through. The purpose is to allow for it. We cannot say that the value of life is extinguished when one's mind is no longer sharp, because the value is not extinguished. And that one you speak of does not wish to leave, you see. He does not wish for that. He does not want that. His path is not complete. So we must not allow our attachments and our judgments to enter into another's path. We must allow for it. So simply give what you can in terms of loving this individual, offering joy and happiness when you can, and then allow for whatever time this one has left on this planet to complete itself. Everything in God's time, dear one. Everything is divinely orchestrated, dear one. You cannot judge what is valuable and what is not. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready for next question, if there is one.
I have a question.
Yes?
I was wondering if you could give me some hints. Perhaps I'm interested in communicating with my animals in a more direct way than we do now, which we do communicate pretty well, but I was wondering if you could give me some hints on connection.
One of the things we would say here is your belief. If you believe, then you will see, or in this case, hear or sense. So it is one that is able to communicate with animals that believes that they can communicate with animals. And then the next thing they know, they were beginning to be able to portray to that animal by use of pictures, visionary depictions, where that animal can understand this. And sometimes just a simple thought that is going through your mind, the animal can pick up, because the animals are much more sensitive to this, have much more ability to sense things beyond the norm, or what you would call the norm here. And yes, that is how you approach this. But first you must begin to believe that you can do it, and then you will find that you can. Shoshana.
We will share here. May we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, what is it that you wish to communicate with those that you love in the animal world? What do you wish to communicate?
Well, just daily things with my pets, but I've been feeding the birds, and I love the birds, but I've attracted a large group of pigeons, and they are causing issues with my neighbor. And I would love to I want to keep feeding my little ones. You know, I don't want to cut them off.
So you wish for these bigger ones to be gone?
Yeah, I mean, I can deal with like two or three of them, but not 20. You know.
The animals, the birds, come when there is food, you see.
Right.
They are attracted to food. They could care less whether you love them or hate them. They are attracted to food. So you see, they have come to your feast.
Mm-hmm.
So we will tell you that for now, if you wish to move beyond the situation, you must stop feeding them just for a time, and they will no longer show up if there is no food. And then progressively feed the others once that situation is cleared up, you see. You just have to stop feeding them, and they will move on quickly.
Will my little ones starve, though? Will the other ones starve?
No, they will not. They will not, because, dear one, you are not the feeder of birds. God is the feeder of birds. They find food in many ways. Birds are abundantly minded. They do not starve. You do not see birds dead in the street because they cannot find food.
Mm-hmm.
Birds are fed by the heavens, by the divine. And then you supplement them, but they will always find food. Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Would there be other questions here? nothing further, then...
Moses here, one more question. I wanted to gain your perspective on the situation that is developing in Taiwan at the moment. There's talk about the importance of mass meditations to send light and to visualize the conflict de-escalating. What is your perspective from your point of view?
We would say here that it is all part of the greater plan of what is occurring here. So do not be concerned about this. It is not going to lead to a world war or anything of this nature, because that is not to be allowed, as we have said many times. But it is a potential escalation here that will reach a conclusion. But it is, again, all part of the greater plan here. And it is not for you to understand all the specifics of this plan. Just know that it is all working out for the greater good of all of life here on the planet. That is all we can say on this at this time. Perhaps, Shoshana, can you...
We can add here. We can add a perspective, if we may add, dear brother.
Of course, please do.
Dear brother, we will ask a question here. Do you fear what is going on?
Absolutely not. I was just, the nature of my question was to see if we needed to be put in service to assist the greater plan at this time.
Dear brother, we are always of service. The light being, the one that is the way shower, the light worker, the light warrior, always allows for service to be the number one thing in his life to serve others. So if you find that there is a way that you can serve the beings, serve the light, in whatever manner you wish to serve them, then you must, you see. You must know what that is. If you wish to give food, if you wish to give money, if you wish to write letters, if you wish to pray, if you wish to meditate, all of those things add to the light, add to the greater good of all beings here. So you must serve as you are of the light. Namaste.
And we would add here that know what you did in your meditation here today was a great deal involved in exactly what you are speaking of here. This was not given directly of what it was. See?
We will add here. May we add one more thing, dear brother?
Yes, of course.
Dear brother, we find that the being that you are is always of service to all. And you are greatly loved, and we greatly appreciate you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you very much.
Very good. Are there any further questions before we release channel?
Could I ask one more?
Yes.
This might not be a good one, but what harm would it be if we as light beings or light workers actually knew the entire plan, or at least more of it than just being left here in the dark, trying to accept and roll with the punches of whatever the plan is?
We would say here that you cannot know the full plan, because then you would be in a position where you could interfere with that plan, and that cannot be. So it must be delved into little bit by little bit here, and then more and more as things begin to progress, which is already in process of happening, as you are going to see quite rapidly here. Things really begin to escalate into another higher level of this plan. So it will continue to work its way out, but you cannot know the full ramifications of it, just as you cannot know the full lifetimes that you have had previously of fully who you are, because it would overwhelm you. It would overwhelm your central nervous system, and you are not ready for that yet. Okay, Shoshana.
Well, we will share here if we may. May we share to brother?
Always.
Dear brother, to what advantage would you have if you knew all that would occur? To what advantage would that give you?
Peace, tranquility. I would know what's going to happen and where and why and to whom.
And then we would ask, dear brother, in what part of your life did you know exactly what would happen?
None.
And do you not have peace? Do you not have joy?
I find joy where I can. And same thing with peace. It's just...
And you must continue to do that, dear brother. You must look for the joy in each moment. You must find the joy, find the beauty in all around you. You must accept the joy, accept the beauty that has been so lavishly given to you, you see. And do not focus on that which you do not want. Only focus on that which you do want, you see. That is the key to happiness. That is the key to complete joy, you see. So knowing a plan or knowing exactly what will happen in the next moment does not give you peace. It may terrify you. So we say, be in the moment and find joy in the moment. And that will bring you peace. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready to release channel then. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to impart here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we simply say to continue to accept the changes as they are coming in your life, whether they are internal within you or external with you. Everything is coming together exactly as it needs to. So continue to understand that and yes, continue to trust the plan. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.